This is Ill-Advised Podcasts, written by Draco the Lizard and read by Tipsy Kitty. Ed's checking the rocks further down the beach to see if his ghost pirate boots are still there for tonight. You never know. It wouldn't be the first time a seagull's decided to try and eat them. And while the wear and tear certainly makes them look more authentic, Ed can do without the bird shit in them. But no, they're still clean, and Ed nods to himself, already thinking about the haunting he's planning for tonight. It's been 4 months since he started haunting Revenge Beach during the darkness of the new moon, and he doesn't feel any less ridiculous than when he started. But after years of being the lighthouse keeper and seeing the mess people leave behind after picnicking or a beach date or jogging, he's done. People keep trespassing on the parts of the beach where rare birds are building their nests and raising their young, and Ed's signs have been doing nothing to keep them away. He's emailed and called and even visited the local council plenty of times to get them to do something about it, but there's always something else that's more important. Fucking Nigel Badminton and his stupid smug face about not wanting to do anything that detours tourists. Good luck getting tourists here once the beach is a mess and the only birds left are the seagulls. Ed's heading back to his lighthouse, looking forward to some coffee before getting into his ghost pirate costume, when he hears someone shout his name. Mr. Teach! Mr. Teach! Just the man I was looking for! Ed turns with a frown. 3 men are running towards him. There's a blonde with a sun visor and a floral shirt who's stumbling more than anything, a brunette holding a notepad who keeps stopping every few feet to kick at the sand, and a big fellow holding a boom mic over his head. Ed stays where he is out of surprise more than anything. What are you doing here? He asks, once they're within earshot. The blonde is doubled over, catching his breath.
A moment, please. John, stop recording.
We're live streaming? The big fella says, lowering the mic to catch the blonde's heavy breathing.
Oh, not this bit.
You didn't say you wanted to record everything, Steed, warts and all, the brunette says. None of that clean editing other podcasts have. Those were your exact words, I believe. The blonde gets up, hands on his hips as he huffs at the brunette.
We'll discuss that in our post-livestream huddle, Lucius.
Ed's still confused. He's listened to a few podcasts. It's nice to have something to listen to while he's working, but he's not heard of one that livestreams, especially when recording outside. The blonde takes a deep breath and looks at Ed.
Mr. Teach, I'm Steve Bonnet from Bonnet's Ghost Adventures.
He holds out his hand. Ed looks from the hand to the blonde's expectant, happy smile. To John, still holding the mic. He was hoping to get some attention with his hauntings, but so far only the local newspaper wrote a little article on it. The podcast is unexpected.
Nice to meet you, he says, shaking the man's hand. I'm Edward Teach.
Bonnet's smile grows.
Yes, we've heard all about you.
Ed pulls his hand back. Bonnet's smile is infectious, and any other time Ed would have tried to do some flirting. But if this guy is here about the pirate ghost, he'll have to be careful.
Have you now?
He looks at the brunette. John is moving to raise the mic over Ed's head as well.
Just pretend the mic's not here, he tells Ed.
Ed looks up at it. It's a foot-long, fluffy gray thing.
Thanks.
You're the lighthouse keeper, right? Bonnet asks, clapping his hands together. For the past 20 years?
Correct, Ed says.
Wonderful. And Bonnet sounds like he genuinely thinks that's wonderful, rather than sad or lonely like most people. Now, Mr. Teach.
Doctor.
He rarely bothers with his academic title anymore, but,
well,
if this is a podcast and there's a chance people outside of their small town are listening, he and his ego are going to have to insist. Steed mouths the word, then looks at Lucius. You were supposed to do your research on him. He gestures at Ed.
I did. Clearly not enough if you've missed the fact that he's a doctor.
In marine biology, Ed adds,
happily surprised at the fact that Bonnet is annoyed at Lucius rather than skeptical at Ed.
I haven't worked in academia in years, though.
He'd left after finishing his PhD, disillusioned with the process of applying for postdocs where he was never the best, never good enough.
How marvelous, Bonnet enthuses. You must tell me more about that. Always loved the ocean, you know. All those mysterious and weird creatures living in the deep? Did you know we know less about the ocean floor than we know about the moon?
Ed smiles.
Yeah, mate. I'm aware of that. Bonnet's cheeks turn pink, and he coughs.
Right, yes, of course you are. Never mind.
I thought we were to ask him about the dread pirate ghost? Lucius asks, tilting his head.
Oh, it's the dread pirate ghost now?
Ed asks. In his article, Frenchie called it the pirate ghost of Revenge Beach. But dread pirate ghost sounds good. Scary. Maybe scary enough to get people to stay the fuck away.
We're still workshopping the name, Bonnet tells him.
Now, as the local lighthouse keeper, you must have spotted the ghost yourself.
Ed grins.
Yeah, once or twice over the past few months. Bonnet's eyes light up.
Oh, how exciting! You must tell me more.
And Ed will. He'll tell this guy all the terrible ghost stories he wants.
The end.